Hello. Wow. Wow, it is just great to be here. Gifts. This time of year, I'm thinking about gifts. I don't know about you, but I mean, this is a time when you think holidays, gifts. I'm thinking, you know, about giving gifts, and I'm thinking about receiving gifts. But I have to tell you about this one gift. I mean, this gift was the most awesome gift that a cartoonist could ever get. In fact, this gift made me the envy of my profession. This gift, William Donald Schaefer. I first encountered William Donald Schaefer on the telephone 20 years ago. In fact, it was almost 20 years ago to this day. It was December. It was holiday time. And I had just started at the Baltimore Sun as the editorial cartoonist after coming here from England. And he was in his second year as governor. Now, my colleagues at the Sun had kind of warned me a little bit about this guy, Willie Don. In fact, it seemed they had a whole bevy of adjectives to describe his multiple personalities. Okay, so there was funny, feisty, canny, kooky, crusty, grouchy, and grumpy. To me, he sounded like the seven dwarfs kind of all rolled into one, you know what I'm saying? But when, as a caricaturist, the thing that struck me was their descriptions of his physical appearance, which kind of mostly revolved around his ample dome of his forehead. But when I set eyes upon him, I realized that his entire body was a cartoonist's paradise. All right, because I remember drawing him. He had blue lasers for eyes. He had spinnakers for ears. Jowls, the jowls of an orangutan, perched on the body of an emperor penguin. Okay? So you can imagine, you know, for a cartoonist, there was a lot to like about this guy. But, you know, at the beginning, I think he liked me, too. When I picked up the phone, 1988, the governor was on the line. I mean, not his secretary, him. Hello, governor here. Whoa, you know. I mean, I was taken back. But I was also taken in by his charm. He welcomed me to Baltimore. He, in fact, pointed out a certain cartoon that had appeared in the Sun the week before and said how much he liked it. And in fact, he liked it so much he wanted to have it as part of his personal collection. And, you know, I was flattered. I was honored. And I have a kind of a protocol that when politicians ask for cartoons that I say, you know, to keep it professional, make a donation to charity in lieu of payment. Now, I don't remember what that cartoon was that he asked for, but I do remember his response to my proposal. There was a silence on the line, followed by a big harumph. I mean, he was spitting with displeasure. He wanted this cartoon, but he had no intention of laying out any money for it. So, you know, he made a couple of excuses and then hung up the phone, and as mysteriously as he had appeared in my life, he was now gone. I was confused, but I was also amused. And I learned two important things. First, Willie Don Schaefer is easily offended. And number two, I'm gonna have fun with this guy. And fun I did have. For the months and years that followed, I would draw him hundreds of times, offending him with every brushstroke. In fact, you know, when he would do his, you know, big public rants, I would retaliate with a cartoon jab. I would draw him as a crybaby, as a Grinch, as a Scrooge. Sometimes I'd draw him in unflattering bathing suits, silly hats, you know, leotards, tutus, you know. And every year passed, his forehead was getting larger and his legs were getting shorter. Now, as expected, the governor responded to these artistic gems with characteristic maturity and grace. He would lambast me in public, on interviews, on public, you know, on talk shows, and sometimes having cartoons in his pocket, he'd take out and wave for extra emphasis. One time, not far from here, down at the Mount Vernon Christmas lighting ceremony that they have every year, He told the assembled crowd, which included me,
he says, "Beware of that vengeful cartoonist Cal, because Cal hates Christmas."
You know, he called me vengeful. Vengeful. His forehead grew 2 inches that day. Now, another time it was brought to the governor's attention that I had made a miniature golf hole based on his face. It was an 18-foot long putting green in light relief, a caricature of his head. And when this was drawn to his attention, his response was to the television cameras as they were rolling was, "One day I'm going to do a golf hole out of Cal, but I'm not going to do it of his face. I'm going to do it of another part of his anatomy." Now, I'm not sure what part of my anatomy he had in mind, but I think it involved a hole. So this went on for 8 years, 2 terms. You know, the governor and I had this thing which I call a strange and wonderful relationship, where I thought he was strange and he thought he was wonderful. But you can imagine then my surprise when just before he was ready to leave office, he sent me a gift. It was holiday season. It was a couple of weeks before he was to leave the governor's mansion, and it came by way of a letter. I read it. It said, "Dear Cal, please send me the cartoon that appeared in the Baltimore Sun dated December 20th. So I thought, wow, you know, he's coming near the end of his term. He's feeling nostalgic, sentimental. Bygones be bygones. Then I read on. It said, "As you want money for these depressing monstrosities, I herein enclose the value that I put upon your artwork." He taped a penny to the letter and wrote "overpaid" on the top of it. That letter now hangs in my office like a diploma from my years of service, a gift from the governor to me. A couple years later, I met the governor for breakfast. I wanted to give him that cartoon, and I wanted to give it to him in person, because in the intervening years, I'd actually grown to appreciate him a little bit. And it wasn't because I missed that forehead of his, which was a no-brainer. No, it was something else. See, in public life today, it seems that we have fewer and fewer unique characters. I mean, unique characters, those who care less about how they look, but more about how they serve. And Willie Don actually really did serve us well. He was councilman, president of the city council, mayor, governor, and comptroller. I mean, 50 years of service to the state. And you know what? Despite what the cartoon said at the time, he did a pretty decent job. So, it's holiday time. I'm thinking about gifts, and I'm thinking about William Donald Schaefer. And part of the reason is because he's in his 80s, and his health isn't what it used to be. But I'm thinking, man, what a gift he was for me and what he gave to all of us. Thank you.